This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Nearly half of women surveyed in 57 developing countries do not have the right to say no to sex, use contraception, or seek healthcare, the UN Population Fund, UNFPA, said on Wednesday. In a new report, it suggests that this lack of choice causes profound harm to women and girls, leaving most of them powerless. More widely, UNFPA warned that the fact that millions of women and girls do not own their own bodies likely affects economic productivity, undercutting skills and resulting in higher healthcare costs. Here's the agency's Geneva director, Monica Ferro.
A woman who has control over her body is more likely to be empowered in other spheres of her life. She gains not only in terms of autonomy, but also through advances in health and education, income and safety. She is more likely to thrive, and so is her family. When we see these benefits accrue across whole societies, we understand that communities and countries will flourish when all people are empowered to make their own informed choices about their bodies and their futures.
UNFPA's 2021 State of World Population report shows that only 55% of women are fully empowered to make choices over healthcare, contraception, and whether to say yes or no to sex. The report also found that 20 countries allow rapists to escape prosecution if they marry their victim, and 43 have no legislation to address marital rape. More than 30 countries still restrict women's right to leave their home, while girls and boys with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be subjected to sexual violence, with girls at the greatest risk. Now to a UN-partnered bid to bring countries together to tackle diabetes, the only major non-communicable disease where the risk of dying early is going up rather than down, according to the World Health Organization, WHO. Announcing the move on Wednesday at the Global Diabetes Summit, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned that the number of people with diabetes has quadrupled in the last 40 years. A high proportion of those who are severely ill in hospital with COVID-19 have diabetes, Tedros said, before expressing hope that the Global Diabetes Compact would catalyze political commitment for action to increase the accessibility and affordability of life-saving medicines for diabetes. 100 years since insulin was discovered, the hormone which controls blood sugar levels and which those with the illness do not have, WHO said that far greater access is needed to it in low and middle income countries, along with other diabetes diagnostic tools. About half of all adults with type 2 diabetes today remain undiagnosed. 50% of those with this type of disease do not get the insulin they need, which places them at risk of premature death, limb amputations, and sight loss. Innovative and cheap diagnostic solutions for diabetes will be one of the core components of the new Global Compact, WHO explained, and there will also be internationally agreed targets and advocacy to push for help for diabetes patients as part of countries' universal healthcare commitments. Violence attributed to Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the West Bank has risen in recent months amidst an atmosphere of impunity, UN-appointed independent rights experts said on Wednesday, highlighting more than 210 incidents already this year and one Palestinian fatality. The special rapporteurs urged the Israeli authorities to investigate thoroughly. In southern Hebron on the 13th of March, they described how a Palestinian family was attacked by 10 Israeli settlers, some of them armed. The injured parents were treated at a medical facility and their 8 children were left traumatized, said Michael Link, special rapporteur on the situation of human rights in the Palestinian territory occupied since 1967. In a joint statement, Mr. Link said that settler violence was ideologically motivated and primarily designed to take over land, but also to intimidate and terrorize Palestinians. Pregnant women, young children, and older people were not off limits, the rights experts said, particularly in rural areas where livestock, agricultural lands, trees, and homes were targeted. Together with the expansion of Israeli settlements, the settler violence was intended to make the daily lives of Palestinians untenable, the experts maintained. The independent experts who report to the Human Rights Council also noted how the Israeli military were present in many cases but had failed to protect the Palestinians. Daniel Johnson, UN News.